Voices that inspire the extended interview.
My name is Laura Rogers, and I'm the program director for World Class Schools of Leon County at the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce.
So, Laura, what does it mean to be the program director of World Class Schools? What's part of that program?
As the program director, I'm directly involved with Leon County Schools and the business community. And it just gives me so much joy to be able to actually be in the schools as well, working with teachers, administrators, and especially the students.
So you're there to sort of find ways to bring connection to the business community into schools, to support schools? Like, what are you facilitating?
I facilitate many programs in helping the school district be able to receive extra incentives and grants, working with the community to provide education support, and also being able to provide extra incentives for students to continue on with their education and their career.
I'm sure that it must feel very rewarding, this kind of job.
Being able to have a direct impact on the school district and our children that are growing up in Leon County has been something that I've been involved in for years as a parent, raising three children in our public schools, being involved directly with their teachers and supporting their schools, to now being able to provide additional interest and connections with all the schools and all the students in Leon County.
You have the long view. I mean, first as a parent, being, you know, involved in your children's schools, and then professionally. Have you seen any changes in that time? Like, what would you say are some of the things you've noted that are different than maybe when you first walked into a Leon County public school?
Being able to go into a school as a parent, I've noticed that the diverse number of students that are there. Things have not really changed as far as children being excited to learn. The teachers continue to have their best interest at heart. There's a lot of work that they have to do, that involves testing, and, their time is stretched very tight. But they all appreciate the support of their community and their families that are involved to make the students have an enjoyable education experience and to continue on.
Did you grow up in Tallahassee?
I didn't grow up in Tallahassee. I moved to Tallahassee as a college student at Florida State University and happened to have the smartest idea of going on a blind date with a Tallahassee young man. And many years later, over 40 years of marriage with Sam Rogers Jr., I feel like now I'm a native and just love being in the Tallahassee community.
Because I think of you as really one of those Tallahassee institutions. You just seem so part of the community and so many, obviously with your work, but also on the other things you do just because you have a passion for this community, whether it's Word of South or other, community events. You're always a face at these things. Why do you do all that?
I love being in Tallahassee. I moved around to many places when I was young, and I feel like this is a wonderful home. We find that being involved in the church, in organizations like the Junior League, and being involved in any other type of, to me, fun organizations has really made me feel like I'm an old-timer. And it's something that I want to be able to let people know that we're a great city to live in, a very fun, invigorating one. And if I could be selfish with all the students at FAMU and Florida State to say, don't leave. Stay here. Let's have a career, have a life, and you'll love it.
And that's what you did.
I did. I love being here. And I'm very proud of what the city has done to incorporate different, the cultural, the aspects with the universities, being able to offer the arts, the music. I love being able to be outside. We are a beautiful city, and it's so great to be here.
You are definitely a great ambassador for this community. And I've always thought of you that way. And I don't remember even when I first met you, probably in my leadership Tallahassee days. I don't know when it was that we first met, but you're just, you know, I think it was. And then we came to your house for something. You had a party. Was it a wild tea party? I think that's what it was. Didn't you used to host something at Christmas for the wild tea?
I did do that.
When I first started getting to know you.
Well, I love opening my home and opening up the connection. If there's one thing that I think could be a strength for me is being able to connect people, because I kind of raised my children with this phrase that I remember from living in Brazil, nunca sabe, which means you never know, and truly it can be used where you never know. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know where you're going to be, but make the best of it, and it's usually a great thing.
I think that is very wise words, because you don't really ever know. I mean, you don't know how an act of kindness from 5 years ago could play out in the future, or one person you connect to another person, what could come of that. You just never know.
Nunca sabe.
I love that expression. Yeah. That's a good one. So I know this is a season of the best and brightest, and that's going to be happening very soon. Talk a little bit about that, because that is such a signature program for the community and one that you've been wrangling and running for many years.
The Best and Brightest Awards has been something that has been so special to be involved in. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary. 20 years ago, it started by the idea of Ron Sachs and his wife, Gay Webster Sachs, with collaboration between the school district, the Tallahassee Democrat, and it started out the Foundation for Leon County Schools, and World Class Schools was involved. It has now, we're going to reach our $1 million mark of money going to the students. We have over 2,000 students that have received scholarship awards, not only just for their academic excellence, but the difference is that servant heart. They're super involved in their school, in their community activities, in their sports, and in their churches. And when you can recognize students with that full heart, that's where it brings joy to me, and we are able to showcase it to the community.
And you have it's focused on high school students, right? And so you have almost every high school sends students to this, right? They pick one student per category.
So the selection process for the Best and Brightest Awards is open to all Leon County public and private high school students, seniors, homeschool and virtual school. So they can have a selection of one student per 15 categories, and they represent, and they're the winner from their school. So the schools honor them, and then it's more of a countywide selection process for the top winners. But everyone is a winner and deserving from their school, and the community is able to visit the websites that we set up with the recognition, attend the award ceremony, which is free and open to the public at beautiful Ruby Diamond Concert Hall, and we're able to continue on and see these students. After 20 years, we have some amazing leaders that have come back to Tallahassee after they've gone to colleges. They have led organizations, have been famous on broadcast, and that's what makes me so proud. I feel like I'm their mother as well, because I'm so proud of these young people.
And you have so many people from the community. You tap into for all those 15 categories, you have judges that you pull from the community who have committed to this year after year. And so it's such it's more than just these students. It's this huge community effort.
That's the one thing that I'm so grateful for with the Best and Brightest. It's not only recognizing the students, it's also being able to collaborate with so many community leaders and experts that also want these young people to have the experiences and be recognized for what they've done in their short 4 years of college, or excuse me, of high school. What's also so exciting is when the judges have met these students and they always come to me and say, the world's going to be in a great place because the leaders that we have met are going to do great things.
I, having been had the pleasure of being part of that process, I totally concur. I mean, you go in that day and you talk to these students and they are so smart and worldly and caring and passionate that you do feel hopeful in times when it doesn't always feel so hopeful. So I think for those who, people who feel a weight, maybe they need to find a way to connect to some young people, and then you'll start feeling a little better. That's probably what keeps you going at this stuff.
It being able to see the change and the growth of these young people, it has made it very exciting. I love being able to see them in the future locations. I run into a young man at a lot of the music events at Florida State University, and he still remembers me, and I'm so proud of what he has accomplished. And it just gives me a lot of gratitude for being able to be involved in helping them continue their path.
Laura, you have a lot of wisdom and knowledge. You do. For those who are listening in these sort of challenging days, what keeps you hopeful? What keeps you inspired? And what advice would you give to someone else?
I wake up every morning with a grateful heart. I try to find happiness in the little things, hearing the birds, and enjoying the beauty of our community. And if I had to say the one word that makes me continue to go on with all the things that I'm involved in is gratitude. And having the friends and the family that support me so that I can continue on and support others. That's how the day continues and we start the next one.
Well, you really truly are a community treasure. And I mean that in all seriousness. It's just, you do so much. You're so involved. You bring such joy to everything you do. You are the calmest person when it feels like it's overwhelming, but you're always so steady at it all. So I want to thank you for all that you do for Tallahassee.
Thank you. I have my wall of mantras in my office that I have framed different phrases and thoughts that when I ever feel like something might be a little tough or I'm having to work on things, I can look up to these various phrases, and some of them are a little silly. No drama llama to, being involved and that the glass is not full. It will never be full except for the things that you're going to continue to do because you can continue to add on.
Wise words. Well, you have said so many good things, but is there any final thoughts you'd like to share?
I just love being able to be involved in the community. It's what energizes me, and I will continue on.
Well, thank you.
I'm Laura Rogers, and you never know what you might do, who you might meet, and be that change for helping somebody else continue on, because they're their future, the best and the brightest.